Well, the folks at Quincy Community Action Programs preparing for their big 60th anniversary celebration. It's coming up Thursday, June 12th, 5:30 at Granite Links here in Quincy. And Executive Director Beth Anstrolo, Development Manager Anna DiBiase are both here to give us the lowdown. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, great to have you both here. Great to focus on QCAP. Beth Ann, on such a historic occasion of your 60th anniversary, it's incredible.
Yes, well, thank you for having us,
Sure. First
of all. And yes, we're really excited. It is historic, and I think it's even more historic given that it's happening in the 400th year of Quincy.
Right.
So
yeah.
We're part of that history for 60 years of those 400 years. But
And you're part of it for 40 plus.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
So
yep.
That's quite historic in itself, yeah.
Yeah.
For folks who might not be aware, because as you know, there are new people that are coming into the city and the South Shore every day. What is QCAP?
Well, we are a community action agency. We're one of about 1,000 across the country, one of 32 in Massachusetts. And we help people who are living with households with low incomes and help them increase their incomes, realize some economic opportunity, and access them to services that they may be eligible for that help move them along in their lives. A range of services.
Yes.
So from Head Start early education and care to helping parents get vouchers, child care vouchers for their children, to fuel assistance, weatherization. We do heating system repair and replacement. We have a food center that we provide nutritious food to residents throughout Quincy and surrounding communities. We have a housing program where we help access people to affordable housing and help prevent homelessness.
Right.
That's the primary purpose. And adult education. And one of our favorite programs, free tax preparation,
yes,
which we just wrapped up a couple months ago.
Yes.
So
financial literacy, I know,
and financial literacy, helping move folks to improve their credit scores,
yes,
and help them with budgeting, so that they can increase their economic stability.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what was the first program what kind of inspired it? What was it all about?
Well,
at the beginning?
It really was about it was a community center model,
yeah,
but food was always,
was that right?
Nutrition and housing,
okay,
were really kind of the core services that,
yeah,
have been provided since the beginning.
Yeah.
And then budgeting, basic, mm-hmm, budgeting, which is what we do in the REACH Center and our financial education programs.
Yes. So, who can benefit from the services of QCAP, and how do they do that?
Well, it depends on the program,
right,
but it's mostly, we go up to about 200% of the federal poverty level,
okay,
for our fuel assistance program, and then it varies by the program, but mostly up to that level. And anyone from Quincy, Braintree, Weymouth, and Milton can access all of our services, and then for some of our programs, we have a larger service area,
sure,
like our child care voucher program serves 20 towns through the South Shore, Metro, Boston region.
Do you have a sense, Bethany, for, not specifically, but in general, how many clients you have served over the 60 years?
we serve 33,000 unduplicated people now.
Every year.
From over 10,000 households.
Wow.
And we have been doing that for several years now.
Okay.
So over the years, it's grown.
I was just going to say,
sure,
yeah. Quick
our
math, and we're up to 2 million people.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
But I would say even in those early years,
mm-hmm,
it was thousands of people a year. The focus in the early years was Quincy.
Sure.
Was the city of Quincy.
It's right in your name, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But then it expanded in the 70s during the energy crisis to cover Weymouth and the other communities, and we've been doing that since the 70s,
sure,
providing all of those services, and Head Start since 1965.
Is
so
that
we
right?
have
so from the beginning,
that began yeah. in 1965 in Quincy.
Okay, in Quincy.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How many families just in the Head Start program do you know?
There are about 250 children,
wow,
in the Head Start program each year.
Yes.
So a little about 225 families or so. There's some siblings in the program.
Yeah.
So, but every year we are helping, you know, several hundred families, and that service is just a remarkable one. At our Rosemary and Archie Wahlberg Early Childhood Center over in Quincy Point, and of course, Rosemary Wahlberg is a big part of QCAP's history.
Absolutely.
And we think about her all the time and remember her, and her legacy lives on in all of the work that we do.
Yes, for old-timers like myself, it's the old St. Joseph's School.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Serves you well. What are the age ranges of the children?
From birth to five.
Okay.
So we help children right up through kindergarten. We help them transition to kindergarten. We work really closely with the Quincy Public Schools, Weymouth, Braintree Public Schools to help parents prepare and the children prepare themselves for kindergarten.
Right. How does QCAP manage all this, Beth Ann? What are the funding sources for QCAP?
About 90% of our money comes from the federal and state government and local, local government. But those sources are often federal in origin. And we fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
about the balance comes from fundraising and fees for some of our services. So those are important sources, and we're part of a larger community when it comes to helping low-income people.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you might be facing. But before then, fundraising is a major part of your big event coming up, right?
Right.
On Thursday, June 12th, 5:30, Granite Links Golf Club, 60th year celebration for QCAP. Anna, I know that you've been probably planning for this since last year.
Yes.
tell us all about that night if you can.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful evening. Yeah. Granite Links, like you said, on June 12th at 5:30. So we'll, you know, we're just excited to get kind of our QCAP community together. There'll be a room full of supporters and community partners. You'll get to see some of the QCAP staff and talk directly to us about the work that happens every day. So that will be just a wonderful time for us to get together in person and gather and just celebrate the impact that QCAP has had for years and, you know, the work which still very much goes on today, and the mission is the same, and the work is, you know, has changed slightly over the years,
mm-hmm.
but like you said, millions of families over the years have benefited from these services, and we're really proud of that. 60 years is no small thing, so it's exciting to get everybody together.
Absolutely, yeah. There are four special honorees that evening
we should
talk about? Yeah,
absolutely. We are honored ourselves to be able to honor four amazing honorees. So we have the Honorable Ronald J. Mariano, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Massachusetts. We have Mayor Thomas P. Koch, who I'm assuming most people watching here know who that is.
Sure.
Our Mayor of Quincy here that we are fortunate to have just a wonderful relationship, and he's been a champion of our mission over the years. And then we have Josephine and Joseph Shea, two people who are also very well known throughout the city of Quincy and, you know, sort of have their own legacy of civic duties and connections and all the things that they've done for the city of Quincy and for QCAP over the years.
Sure. You know, Joe is the chair of the Norfolk County Commissioners.
Yes.
Josephine is on your board,
she's
right?
She's our vice president.
QCAP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, he's the former city clerk forever and a day and
Absolutely.
The
right.
unofficial city historian.
Exactly.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So they'll be getting special medals, trophies,
recognition. So they'll be getting awards. So Joe and Josephine are community action champions, and Speaker Mariana will get our Legislative Leadership Award.
Oh, okay.
And
a Quincy Point guy.
Yes, Quincy Point guy. You know, has Beth Ann and him have worked together for many years, and he's definitely a friend of QCAP and just families across the Commonwealth. You know, I think a lot of his work has just worked to help people improve their lives in Massachusetts.
Started as a public school teacher here in Quincy,
yes.
and you know, worked up, and now Speaker of the House of Representatives. So
So,
but always kept his connections to the city.
Absolutely.
So it's nice to honor them as well. So will there be? I mean, is this a party? Is there entertainment and food and festivities and games and what's going to happen?
It will definitely be festive.
Okay.
We'll start the night with a cocktail hour with, you know, some little surprises along the way of things that people can do as they mingle and say hi to each other. We'll have a nice little jazz quartet and opportunities to get some professional photos taken, you know, and they'll just be, you know, the wonderful food that Granite Links provides. And then we will sit down for, we'll move on into the ballroom and sit down for dinner, and we will have the speaking program, which will be led by Kirsten Hughes, who is a former Quincy City Council president. So we're really excited to have her help us lead the night and keep the program running. And we're just, we'll have some moments where we kind of look back and we reflect on the work, and just really some moments of gratitude for the people who are in the room with us who have helped make that happen.
Yeah, an entire list of folks.
Yeah.
And more, I'm sure, being added, right, Bethann, all the time. It really is it's a community-wide effort to support QCAP, is it not?
Definitely. And our sponsors, we couldn't be more grateful. Santander is our presenting diamond sponsor. Really generous contribution from them.
That's great.
And they do a lot. Santander does a lot for the city, in addition to us. Quirk Cars, Dan Quirk, very generous in his donation to us this year. And then the list goes on. There are just a wonderful group, some longtime supporters of ours like Bank of Canton and others who have always been there for us, and we're just really grateful for them because they really help us keep this work going. We need these flexible resources, and that's critical. And it's also, I think, just testimony to their belief in our mission and
they don't have to, right?
They don't have to, exactly. And their commitment to helping us do our work and helping our clients do the work that they need to do. Because it really is about our clients persevering and continuing to move themselves forward in their lives. That's what it's about.
You know, I was thinking, you mentioned 200% of the poverty, federal poverty level is the benchmark, the threshold for folks to qualify for programs. That would vary depending on where you are in the country, right? And this part of the country, I mean, you could be earning a pretty substantial living and still qualify for a lot of QCAP's programs.
Well, interestingly, the federal poverty level is the same across the entire country, which is not a good thing.
Because the cost of living is not.
It's not a good thing for us here, and for people who are trying to get by. I mean, it's a very, our average household income for a single parent with one child is about $30,000 a year. We collect a lot of information, we have to, about who we serve. The cost to pay your housing, food, transportation for a single parent with one child, the cost in this area is $137,000 a year. So that's the gap.
Simple math tells you cannot do that on that income.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
So we're here to help people bridge that gap and eventually move forward. But you know, we also serve a lot of seniors who are living on fixed incomes. And their things like fuel assistance are incredibly important to them. And they don't have opportunity to keep making a lot more money.
Not when you're 75, 80 years old.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure. Okay.
And living on Social Security.
So. Yeah. We should talk about some of the potential challenges that QCAP will be facing due to cutbacks at the federal level, potentially. How you're preparing for that at QCAP?
Well, their potential.
Right.
There are some things we are watching all of it very closely. The community at large is watching it all very closely, and there are some immediate challenges to Medicaid and food assistance through the SNAP program that may be coming sooner than anybody wants them to. We are fortunate to have a very supportive federal delegation in Massachusetts, in our area, led by Congressman Lynch. And of course, both Senator Warren and Markey both support all the services that we provide and are very concerned about some of the potential cuts to Medicaid and to SNAP.
Yes.
And those have not happened yet, but they are being debated in Washington right now. And the Senate will be looking at all of it, and I think as We know our delegation will push back on those cuts because they know how critical it is to not just the people who need to get health care, but the hospitals and the doctors that provide that health care in Massachusetts. That's really important. So that impacts many of our clients. We're also watching the FY26 federal budget. And that is really in the early stages right now. So, but some of the proposals by this administration to eliminate funding for some of the work that we do, like fuel assistance.
Eliminate, just cut it out completely. Yeah, I read a story this morning about the LIHEAP program being completely eliminated because it, quote unquote, is not needed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Some people think that.
Right.
And we obviously know that is not the case. And the people who come to us for fuel assistance are desperately needed. It's not an easy program to apply to. You have to provide a lot of information. So people, you know, in this day and age when people don't want to share a lot of information, which we understand that, they're willing to do that because they desperately need the assistance that they get in the winter to keep their homes warm.
It's a matter of life and death in some
cases. It
is,
absolutely.
For folks, yeah.
And if they don't have that assistance, then they have to come up with the money, which means they're not buying food or they're not taking their medications.
Yes.
And there are the ripple effect has been demonstrated over the years and proven. So we are quite concerned about that. And we'll be watching it. And our, as I said, our federal delegation is 200% behind all of this work. They will do what they can, but there's a limit to that.
Right.
And we will keep watching it over the coming months into the fall.
So it makes events like the 60th celebration even that much more important, right? The funds raised here, are they directed to any particular programs at QCAP, or is it just general expenses?
They'll be used to support where we need to provide the support.
Depending on the circumstances.
We raise a lot of money for our food center every year, and we're seeing significant increases. We saw a 15% increase so far this year in folks looking for help from our food center. Yep. That's pretty remarkable. And that's on top of increases that we've seen since the pandemic.
Yes.
It has jumped considerably then and has never really retreated. It's been steady, and now we're starting to see increases again, and partly because of the cost of food.
Certainly.
Partly because people are worried about their future, their economic future, as they look at some of these cuts being proposed. So we are responding to that. We're continuing to serve all of those people. But that takes resources, and we always use some of our fundraising money to help our food center.
Absolutely. So. The Southwest Community Center,
The
brand new center. It's beautiful.
Right. Yes.
And folks, if they haven't seen it, should.
Yes.
It's a great asset to the community
as
well.
Yeah.
So again, it makes the 60th celebration that much more important. And I'm assuming there are still opportunity for sponsorships?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. There's still plenty of sponsorship opportunities.
Sure.
There's all different levels. You can go right to our website, qcap.org, and there's a link right on the homepage, and you can check it out.
Okay, and how do folks get tickets?
You can get them right through the website. There's a button right there when you go on the homepage. But if anyone ever has any questions, they're welcome to reach out to me directly, and my information is also on the website as well.
Okay. Anything you need, volunteer opportunities that evening or in general at QCAP?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers, mostly at our food center. We always welcome. We have a small but mighty staff team over there.
They do amazing work. Yeoman's work, really.
They do. But some extra bodies around to help out is always great. So.
Okay.
That's probably our biggest opportunity. We're always looking for tax preparers during tax season. And as far as the event, if somebody wants to help out, they're welcome to reach out to me. We do have a great group of staff who are going to be there helping that evening, and board members as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, tickets are going quickly, I'm sure, so you want to get them as fast as you can.
Yes. There are definitely still seats available,
okay.
but the room is filling up. So, I would encourage people to go to the website today and grab your ticket.
Absolutely. Okay. Anything else we should share with folks right now, do you think, Bethann?
Well, we just want to express our gratitude to the community because we couldn't do this work without their support. And from our elected officials, who are very important in this work because they make the decisions about the funding,
right,
to, of course, Mayor Koch, and, of course, the Speaker of the House, Ron Mariano. We're very grateful to them for all of their support, but all of our donors who are, no matter what the level of donation, it's important to us. We have a lot of former clients who donate, and current clients.
Is that
right? You know, will come to the food center and give us $10, $15 as a donation, and not to mention how many actually volunteer there, which is really helpful to us as we do that work, to our very large donors like Santander and other other corporate donors that we have. So we're grateful to the community. We feel blessed to be in this community. It's a community that embraces our work, and from the mayor's leadership doing that and his commitment to that, to all the local businesses, including the small businesses and the many people, and our board of directors who are incredibly dedicated to our work. It's a volunteer board.
Right.
No one is.
That's right.
This is done because people believe in the mission from their hearts, and they give their time and their resources generously to us.
That's a great point. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that for sure. Yeah. It's a passion.
It is. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And our staff, our wonderful staff.
Oh yeah, those folks
who make it all happen.
Any opportunities, by the way, on your staff? Do you have positions?
Well, we have fortunately filled many of our teaching positions in Head Start, which was a real challenge during the pandemic in the early childhood community. But we have focused on that over the past few years.
Okay.
We have a few positions that are on our website.
Okay.
But right now, we're in pretty good shape.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm guessing social media as well?
Yes.
QCAP?
Yes, social media at QuincyCAP on both Facebook and Instagram. So, yeah, you'll get event updates, sponsor updates on there as well. And, yeah, we're just feeling really, we just feel like the community is really showing up for us for this, and it feels really great. We're really grateful, as Beth Ann said, to have such a wonderful, supportive community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for stopping by and sharing the story and letting folks know about the celebration. We hope you have a great, great event again this year.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for all your work that you do
welcome.
In the community. Yeah. Thank you.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.